Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, increasing and reaching your child's full potential. Each week, our objective is to help you as a parent, guardian, or loved one direct the path of a young person by empowering you with knowledge and understanding. Each week, you will be enlightened and moved into a position of positive parental involvement and influence. I am Phyllis Austin, and I am the founder of the National Parent Education Center, where we educate parents on education, help parents create quality education for their child, and advocate with parents on educational issues.
Hi, this is Phyllis Austin, and welcome to another great show. The title of today's show is Your Inside Spirit, God Has Not Forgotten You. And the lesson that we want to get across, convey today, is to really understand how you are made up and tapping into that power, your makeup in your physical body, what makes you you. Last week, we did a show, and the show really focused on speaking to the inside you, making sure you speak and do in order to create life to help you stand erect. I want to tell you something about that show. Not only was that show on the table, this show was on the table too. God Has Not Forgotten You. And I was listening to the Spirit. I said, which show do I need to do? And you pick one. So I picked that show to do last week, and I picked this show to do this week. And it's amazing because I said, wait a minute, God, that's the name of the last book that you gave me. He said, yes, I want you to talk about the inside spirit. And I had a revelation this morning because, as I stated before, it was never my human, my mortal mind experience or desire to name the book God Has Not Forgotten You. So I just want to read the back of that book so you will get a greater understanding of what I'm talking about, and then we can really get further into our lesson. And on the back of the book, God Has Not Forgotten You, and I wrote this book for ages 14 through 24, teenagers and young adults. Here's something you should know. This is what's on the back. Here's something you need to know. I decided to write this book as a manual for my children. It was during my children's teenage and young adult years I found myself repeating, reemphasizing, and readdressing lessons over and over again, asking, don't they get it? Why would they want to learn it the hard way through personal suffering in the school of hard knocks? At that time, I said, I'm going to write a book, hand it to them, and tell them to refer to the lessons. I already decided on its title, You Can't Control Your Destiny. That was my title, You Can't Control Your Destiny. However, near completion of the book, God gave me his title, God Has Not Forgotten You. Spirit wants me to tell you, stop looking for something to fill the void. When there existed a void in the world, God created the heavens and the earth, and he created you. God knew you before you were born. Your life is precious regardless of the appearances of turmoil, abandonment, trials, tribulations. You are here for a reason, a purpose. Therefore, in times of discomfort, abandonment, know that you were made in the image and likeness of God. Know that God has blessed you. Know that you have the power to create, and know that God, our God, your God, has not forgotten you. And so your image, and that image is a piece of spirit, and it's all you need. And I say a piece of spirit because it's not like some little part, okay? But each and every one of us has spirit inside of us. So our call-in number, let's just say so. So we're going to talk about that this morning. And our call-in number, if you have something good you want to comment, go ahead and call in at 347-855-8603. Again, that's 347-855-8603. We love hearing from you. And, of course, we want to make sure that you understand that this is a show you can call in and express your opinions, your comments, and, you know, if you just want to chat, I'm have questions, we also have our chat room open, but feel free to call in. Understanding your makeup. When I thought about this show and when God gave it to me, he said, you know, a lot of people going through a lot of difficult things. Some may feel that they acknowledge. And then when they get to that certain part in their life where they really have to drop down and they say, God, you forgot me, or they feel so alone in this world that the challenge is bigger than them and they call on God or whatever, it seems as if they thought that they were forgotten. Somehow along the way, they got this to this point. They got to this point through me forgetting them, leaving them out there, you know. And I think about this because in reality, as you get older, sometimes we fail to acknowledge all the times that Spirit has spoken to us, okay? And there's probably some good reasons why we fail to acknowledge those things. We were just doing something else. We were paying attention to other parts of our makeup. So let's talk about how we are made up. There are three parts of you. Okay, and the lesson today is to make sure you understand your inside power and how to use it for you and how to use it to help build your child to reach their full potential. So you have these three parts of you. You have the body, the soul, and your spirit. And we've talked about these before, these three parts. The body is a covering. I've always said, you know, I don't want anyone to walk around and think about fear or live in fear because you were brought into this world as a winner. And what tends to happen, people train you, teach you to be losers. And when you are taught to be losers, you start operating out of desperation and fear, okay? A lot of times that is what occurs. So here you are. You're brought into this world. You were born. You were conceived. You were thought about. And inside the womb, this covering takes place, this body, okay? This body takes place. And it's just the capsule. It's just to protect you, to have spirit. And also it's there for Spirit to work through the body so other people can see what Spirit can do. So we already know about the body and we have Spirit. But then there's another part, the mind, okay? And if I was to put in order, think about the Spirit, which is deep down inside of you. And covering that Spirit is the soul, okay? The soul of you, the mind, the conscious part. And on top of that is the body, where it just kind of makes sense that every time you look into the mirror, you see that outer layer, the body, okay? And I'd like to use these examples. The body is limited. The mind is limited. But the spirit is unlimited. The body is limited. The mind is limited, but the spirit is unlimited, okay? I want you to think about the body as something that's going to really cause you to crave. When you have cravings, okay, that's the body, okay? And those cravings are going to be limited by resources, your indecisiveness, your addictions, your emotions, okay? And there are limits on those cravings. You know, there's only so much that you can consume or do with your body. The body is definitive. It operates within its own space. So if you ever have to rely on the body to get you out of something, remember, it operates in its own space. If you want to go somewhere, you actually have to take your body there. It's limited. It can't move outside of the space that it occupies. So there's a limitless, a limiting factor associated with the body. Now, if we go to the mind is the part of the body that wants to rationalize everything. You know, as you say to yourself, well, I'm going to think about that. Let me just think about it. Let me think about how rational that is. Does that make sense? That's your mind. And the mind is limited by knowledge and understanding. If you don't have knowledge of something, you don't have understanding of something, you're going to be limited by your mind. And that's why the mind sometimes can't even conceive certain ideas and visions, because it can be limited based on your knowledge and understanding. Okay? However, the spirit has no limits. So when you start acting from the spiritual inner you, there are no limits. And I want you to think about this. Just like I said, cravings, that's associated with the body. Rationale is associated with the mind. But when the spirit starts to, and you start thinking about spirit, you start really thinking about, you probably hear things like the spirit saying to you, I'm here. Listen. Stop and listen. Okay, that's the spirit. And you have to make a choice. In any given situation, your choice that you're going to have to make is, which part of you are you going to use? Which part of you are you going to use? Is it going to be the body? Is it going to be the mind, or is it going to be the spirit to accomplish that task, to move forward and to create? That's a decision you have to make. You're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. Today's lesson is your inside spirit. God has not forgotten you. And today we want to have you move from the limits of the body directing you, the limits of the soul, which is your mind directing you, to the unlimited spirit directing you, because that's where you have unlimited power. Okay, so we're gonna go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Austin. You know, parenting is very difficult. I don't know too many parents who can raise a child to 18 years of age without getting stuck, not knowing what to do. So I would like you to visit householddna.com and view the Household DNA Parenting Pyramid. Learn about the 7 principles of parenting, 4 of which you should be actively doing every day. Next, visit phyllisaustin.com and click on the Power Bookstore for great parent resources. You can pick up my latest book, God Has Not Forgotten You, written for teenagers and college students. While there, get your copy of my ever-popular book, From Parent to Power, Don't Parent in Fear. Visit PhyllisAustin.com today for your book and parent resources. Thank you.
Okay, and welcome back to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. How are you doing today on this Saturday? And we are wrapping up the first month. I think we have one more Saturday in the month of January, starting the 2015 year off to a great start. We left off talking about you, those 3 parts of you. When we get these difficult times, and as we want to move through, not just being in difficult times, we want to really accomplish greatness. You have to ask yourself, in order to really do this, do I need to focus on my body, my mind, or my spirit? Which one do I need to use, when and where? How do I need to use them? And sometimes it's your body. You need to go someplace, okay? Sometimes it's your mind. You need to gain more knowledge and understanding. And sometimes it's the spirit. You need to listen, okay? You need to listen for directions. The three work together for a common reason, a common purpose, is to help you accomplish those things that you want to accomplish, and sometimes to prevent you from doing stupid stuff, okay? Just to prevent you. But whatever situation you find yourself in, or whatever challenge you find yourself in, you have to decide which of the 3 elements that make up your body best suits you. Which source do you need to go to? Sometimes you may need to depend on your body to get you out of some mess, okay, or to accomplish something. To run a marathon, your body has to be physically fit. Sometimes you may need to rely on your mind, your knowledge and understanding of a subject. And then there are times, or tasks. And then there are sometimes you just need to listen to spirit. It really comes down to that decision-making time and your development. A lot of times what I find out when people feel that God has forgotten them, God is acknowledging them, they feel that way for two reasons. One, they've never been taught that God is always with them, that there's a higher power. And even if you don't believe in God, most people I find who say they're atheists, they do believe in a higher power. They may not call it God, but they believe in a higher power. Most of the times when I find that people feel God is doing something to them, he forgot about me, or they feel that God doesn't exist in this place, they really have a lack of understanding of their makeup, okay, that God is within them, that they were made with spirit inside of them. Another reason that they go into maybe some type of discomfort and they fail to acknowledge spirit is because they haven't acknowledged it. They haven't used it. And you know, when you use it, you lose it. Well, if you don't, it's like a body part. If you don't use it, you don't know how strong it is. You haven't been exercising it. If you don't use spirit, if you don't acknowledge spirit, then guess what? When it comes down to using it, you don't know which voice is talking to you. Imagine somebody being on drugs. You don't know if it's the drugs or the spirit. You don't know if it's that person who's constantly filling you up with negative information or it's your spirit. You don't know you. So the first thing you have to do to tap in your power is to know you and start acknowledging it and start exercising not only your mind and your body, but start exercising and acknowledging your spirit. And the only way you're going to start to get there is to take time out in quiet time, meditation, and prayer. Those are the tools that you need to start acknowledging your spirit so you can understand how to get stronger every day and use the power that you have. Because, again, as I stated earlier, the power is limited by the space that it occupies. You can't be every place, everywhere, at all times based on your body. It's not going to happen, okay? Your mind can carry you past the limits of your body, okay? If you know some things, if you have an understanding of some things, you can go places in your mind that your body will never be able to take you physically. Think about it. You want to go to Aruba. Your body cannot physically take you to Aruba if you're in Chicago. If you can't be in two places at the same time, you can't occupy two spaces, the body, at the same time. So if you're in Aruba in Chicago, guess what? You're in Chicago. You're not in Aruba. The only way you can be in Aruba and in Chicago at the same time is what? Through your mind. You may be physically in Chicago, but your mind can reach out and through different things imagine and visualize and touch and feel using your mind. That's how you get past the limits of your body, because your mind is going to be someplace before your body ever gets there. And then your spirit takes on that imagination, that whole vision, not just operating by sight. It allows you to create the dream that you want before you sometimes you even have the knowledge and understanding of what's going on, which is before you even have the physical body and ability and capability to even perform the task. Let me repeat that, because that's a very powerful statement that I just stated, that I just made. Your spirit within you, you can go deep inside your spirit and have conversations with your spirit and start developing a world for you, your whole destiny of things that you want to do before you have a full understanding, which is rationalized by the mind, that you can do it before your body and the actions of your body move to implement those things into visible manifestation. Let me give you an example. When I was writing my book, I just put it out there. I want to write a book. I didn't have the knowledge and understanding of how to write the book, the software to use to write the book, okay, how to even get it published. I put it out there. My spirit said, you know, go write my book. I remember this very clearly. Spirit said, go write my book. And I said, okay. And I moved to write the book. I ordered a computer. Now, mentally, I started to do things. I ordered a computer, and I started to, once I got the computer, sat down like, okay, help me write the book. And then my body, through my mind and the actions of my body, moving my fingers and my eyes and all that, put it out there. But before, what transitioned past all those limits was what? It was my spirit telling me to do something before my mind understood how to do it, before my body started to create and put it in the visible manifestation. Use your spirit as your power base. There are times when you have to use your spirit to reach unlimited power. And if you want to reach unlimited power, if you want to get past some of the hiccups, some of the mountains in your life, you have to use your spirit. We're going to be right back because I want to talk about sharing the stories with your children to help them become more powerful and help them reach their full potential. At Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, we help parents help them reach and increase their child's full potential. So now that we are giving that understanding to the parent, we have to teach the parents here and get them on the path to how they use this information to help them with their children increase and reach their full potential. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Phyllis Austin, founder of the National Parent Education Center. When I first started this organization, I wanted to make sure that parents understood what a quality education is and what it looks like. Do you know that most state constitutions only provide for an adequate education? Here at the National Parent Education Center, we help parents create and receive a quality education for their child. Please support our efforts by making a $5 donation. You may donate more, but please donate. Visit tnpec.org and donate now. Thank you.
For Classroom DNA show topics and information, text tnpec.org to 23559. Again, for Classroom DNA show topics and information, text tnpec.org to 23559.
Welcome back to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. We're on our last segment of the show, and we're talking about your inside spirit. God has not forgotten you. He hasn't. We want you to move from your body to your soul to your spirit and use your unlimited power. That's what we want you to do. That's today's lesson. And as we move into our final segment, we want to talk about, in this segment, we want to talk about sharing your stories of your spiritual demonstration. Sharing the stories of your spirit demonstrating is a limited power in your life. Why not? We share everything else with our children. Girl, I'm going to do this. They did this and I did that. This is how you make money. That's all fine. That's all great. But share. Also share the story of your spirit demonstrating its unlimited power in your life. When you start sharing those stories with your child is aware, and your child has another source to tap into when they find areas of difficulty because they say, oh, I've been taught this. and especially share the stories which allow you to create. That's what I did prior to the break. I was talking about the book. But I remember, you know, one story I definitely want to share with you, and this is an awesome story. And I want, and I shared it with my children, and I'm constantly going to share stories with them. But one story I want to share with you is, but this is such an amazing story. I remember when I, after I trained to be an administrator, I got my administrative credentials. And it was during the summer. I had been working at a school. And they said, you know, you're scheduled to come back. I said, I haven't signed a contract. And they said, well, you scheduled. I said, no, I haven't signed a contract. I'm not, no, I have not renewed the agreement for next year. So the summer came. I worked summer school. And I went off to a trip to Hawaii. It was a great trip. I went off to a trip to Hawaii. And in doing so, what had occurred in that trip, going on that trip, I received funds in my bank account. And 2 years prior, I said, I'm going to write a book. Well, I received these funds in my bank account. And upon receiving the funds, I called the school system. I said, look, I got funds in my bank account. I said, they don't belong there. And when I came back to Atlanta, I went to, of course, the district and returned the funds. They said, well, you know, you were overpaid twice. I said, wow. So I ended up going to work in a school. And then at that time, I became an administrator. It was through those experiences, and a lot was going on, that Spirit said, this is where you need to be. And upon being there, the difficulties that I first had in writing my book, I learned about agape love, to have unconditional love for children. Not based on emotions, not seeing them connected to their parents, but truly to help children, I needed to have unconditional love. And when I left that experience, Spirit said, go write my book. And for the first time, when I looked at my notes, I had all the chapters there. All the chapters were written for me. I saw the chapters. All I had to do was physically write them. They were all written because Spirit had written the chapters for me. I knew exactly what to say and what to do. And that's when you put something out there, how God moved to create something I thought about years ago in writing a book. So share those stories, because as you start to share, your children start to visualize. And as your children start to visualize, they know that they are made up of more than just their body and their mind. They can get past to looking at just the outside of their body and trying to rationalize, to really understand that they have a power within that they can tap into and make things happen and create the world. So when I wanted to title this book, You Have the Power to Create Your Destiny, God came through and said, no, I want you to title this book, God Has Not Forgotten Me. Because if they forget that I'm inside and I'm the best of them and I know how to guide them, then they will not be able to create their destiny upon a solid foundation. I want to thank you for listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. And until next time, have a great, wonderful day.